This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله For the Hujjaj who came back from Bayt al-Haram الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله For the brothers and sisters who try their ultimate best to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I will go some of the benefits And what should we be doing after the first 10 days of the Hijjah and after those of us who came back from Baytullah al-Haram, from Baytullah al-Haram. Alhamdulillah, we spend money and time to perform Hajj. We went to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the purest intention. We went from our homes, brothers and sisters asking everyone to forgive what we've done to them in the past, to overlook our mistakes, to let us go and forgive us so we can go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure pace. And we want to make sure that our Hajj is accepted because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama fi sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim in hadithi Aba Hurairah قال من حج لله من حج لله ليس للناس وليس لرياء those who perform Hajj for the sake of Allah alone not to be called haji not to show off not to let the people know that he was in the Masjid al-Haram قال من حج لله فلم يرفث وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجْعَكَ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ That person who went to Hajj, went to the house of Allah with sincerity, he would come back free from the sin like the day that he was born. And we all came back hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered us with his mercy. And I'd like to remind our brothers and sisters the steps and the reward of Al-Hajj. Rawa Imam Al-Bazzari, Imam Al-Nawawi, Imam Al-Albani, Rahimahullah, قال عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كنت قاعدا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مسجد منى فجاءوا أو أتاه رجلان رجل من الأنصار ورجل من بني ثقيف فقال يا رسول الله أتيناك نسألك. He said two people came to the messenger of Allah in Mina while I was sitting with the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they came to the messenger of Allah and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, we came to ask you. We have questions concerning the Hajj. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شئتما if you wish أخبرتكما بما جئتماني تجئتما تسألاني عنه. I can tell you why you came and what questions you have. And if you wish, you can tell me your question. So they say, يا رسول الله تخبرنا أنت. Tell us why we came to your messenger of Allah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للأنصاري قال جئت تسأل خروجك من بيتك تأم البيت الحرام ما لك فيه وركعتيك بعد الطواف ما لك فيهما ورميك الجمرات ما لك فيهما ووقوفك عشية عرفة ما لك فيه حتى أنهى جميع المواقف الحج. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, I can tell you why you came, or you can ask. They say, well, messenger of Allah, you tell us why we came. So the messenger of Allah, he said, you came to ask me, what is my reward going from my house to al-Masjid al-Haram? What is my reward for performing two rak'ah at the Maqam Ibrahim? What is my reward for going tawaf between Safa and Marwa? What is my reward on the day of Arafah? What is my reward on the day of doing a Jamarat? What is my reward on Yawm al-Nahr? What is my reward when I come back and do tawaf al-Ifadah? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال الصحابي والذي بعثك بالحق ما جئناك إلا لهذا والذي by the one who sent you with the truth or messenger of Allah we came to ask you about this. The messenger of Allah said صلى الله عليه وسلم أما خروجك من بيتك تأم البيت الحرام فما ترفع ناقتك خفا ولا تضعها إلا كتب لك بها حسنة ومحية عَنْكَ سَيِّئَةً. Subhanallah. He said, for every step in those days, people used to travel through camels and horses and mules and donkeys. And they used to travel because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, people will travel from every part of the world. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُكَ رِجَالًا وعلى كل ضامر يأتينا من كل فج عميق. They used to walk, they used to ride. So the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every step that your camel takes towards the base, towards the Masjid al-Haram, one step Allah will write hasana for you, and one step Allah will eliminate sin of your sins. قال وأما ركعتيك بعد الطواف كعت رقبة من بني إسماعيل. Allah will reward you for those two rak'ah, simple two rak'ah that you perform after you finish tawaf. He said, Allah will reward you as though you freed Raqaba, a slave from Bani Ismail. Why Bani Ismail? Why not the rest of the world? Why not the rest of the Arab? Because at that time, Al-Abid min Bani Ismail, they were the most expensive slaves to free. So the messenger of Allah said, those two rak'ah are equivalent you freeing a man from Bani Ismail. قال وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكُ بَيْنَ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ رَسَّبِعِينَ رَقَبَةً. You are rewarded as though you freed 70 slaves. قَالَ وَأَمَّا وَقُوفُكَ يَوْمَ عَشِيَةِ عَرَفَةً فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَهْبِطُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَيَقُولُ أُنظُرُوا إِلَى عِبَادِي جَاءُونِ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتِي. سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the malaika on the day of Arafah. The messenger of Allah said, Allah will come to Sama'i Dunya. This is the only time of the year that Allah will come to Sama'i Dunya during a daytime. We know from the sunnah that Allah comes to Sama'i Dunya every last third of the night. But not during the daytime. Only time that Allah comes to Sama'i Dunya during the daytime is the day of Arafah. And Allah brings His malaika. فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ فَيَقُولُ أُنظُرُوا عِبَادِي جَاءُونِ شُعْثًا مِّن كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتِي. Look at my servants, subhanAllah. Look at my servants, he says to his angels. They came from every part of the world. We came from Canada. Some others came from America. Others came from China. You went from Kenya. Others came from Arab world. Everybody came to only stand in Arafah for the sake of Allah. من كل فج عميق. يقول الله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى said, فلو كانت ذنوبهم كعدد الرمل أو كعدد قطر المطر أو كعدد الزبد البحر لغفرتها لهم. He said, if their sins were as much as the number of sands on the planet of earth, or as the drops of rain, or as the number of waves on the ocean, I would have forgiven them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his slaves, أَفِيضُوا فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. سبحان الله. And then Allah on the day of Arafah, he will say to his slaves, move on, continue with your ibadah. Indeed, I have forgiven you all and for those whom you prayed for. Not only the people who are in Arafah, that Allah will forgive, but even the one that you made dua for them. Brothers and sisters in the city of Nairobi, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decree to make Hajj this time, because of your dua, Allah will forgive them. قَالَ أَفِيضُوا فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُ لَهُ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُ لَهُ قَالَ وَأَمَّا رِمِيكَ الْجَمَرَاتِ. He said, for you stoning them jamarat, قَالَ فَكُلِّ every single stone that you throw, Allah will forgive. مُوبِقَ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ الْكَبِيرَ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Major sin that you committed, that Allah will say, for every time that you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah will eliminate a major sin. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ, for you sacrificing animal for the sake of Allah, اسمعوا لهذا فقال ذخر لك عند ربك. سبحان الله. He said, that I won't tell you the reward of it is indeed with your Lord on the day of Yawm al-Qiyah. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكَ. He said, when you come back for طواف الإفاضة and you make طواف, he said, you will make طواف وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مِنْ جَمِيعَ الذُّنُوبِكَ, all your sins will be forgiven. You will be making tawaf al-ifadah and you have no sins. فَيَأْتِ malak, and an angel will come down and he will put his hands or its hand between your shoulder blades. And he will say to you, Ya Abdullah, worry about the future. Worry about tomorrow. Worry about the upcoming sins. Indeed, all your past sins are forgiven. All your past sins are forgiven. This is what the Hajj is all about. But is that it? Is that all we have to do? No. Hajj is a universal ibad al-Rahman. Ya ibad al-Rahman, Hajj is lessons for us. Hajj is lessons, every action that we do, it is not just a ritual. It's a direction from Allah. It's a lesson that we can learn from it. Unlur, when you make tawaf, what does it teach you? It teaches you as an ummah, we have to move together. We have to move towards one direction. You can't go back and forth. You cannot go the opposite direction. You gotta go one way. That is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do you think we are backwards? Why do you think the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not moving forward when every other nation is moving forward? Because we haven't learned anything from what we practice. We haven't learned from the five pillars of Islam. You haven't, and I have not learned why we have to stand shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Why do we have to line up in salah? It's a lesson that we should remember every single day, that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it should move together. It should move as one. The weak ones, the rich, black and white, male and female, we are moving together towards one direction to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go and we touch the black stone. Why? Because we were told. Allah is testing your faith. Whether you say, why am I kissing a rock? Why am I kissing a stone? الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ Allah is teaching you to listen, and you are a slave of Allah. It is not for you to question the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he comes and he talks to the black stone and he says to him, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ حَجَرٌ I know you are stone. لا تنفع ولا تضر. You don't benefit. You don't harm. You don't give and you don't take. If I did not see the messenger of Allah kissing you, I would have never kissed you. But I'm kissing you because the messenger of Allah did that. This is a leap of faith, as they said. You're giving your soul, yourself, your brain, your mind, and you say, سمعنا وأطعنا. We listen to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it make any sense to you that you cast a stone against another stone? You throw a jamarat against, you throw a rock against a rock? Does it make any logical sense? No. But you follow that because you're a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On those days you're in a training camp, Allah is telling you, اسمع وأطيع. Listen, hear the orders of Allah, obey the conditions and the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should learn from the Hajj and what the Hajj is providing us بإذنه subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون فاستغفر الله لي لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة عباد الله Before I start the second khutbah, if you can kindly move forward and allow your brothers who are standing in the back of the masjid to get into the masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on you if you have mercy on them. They've been standing for long enough. Ibad Allah, it is sad. It is sad to see the Hujjaj leaving their homelands, leaving their country, I came all the way, as you, many of you did. And you can see on the plane how people are excited. You know how motivated they are. You see some of them coming on with the ihram. You see them doing talbiyah as soon as they reach the miqat. And you can see the excitement. And you see them, especially the first timers, you see them going, trying to
the imams and the leaders what to do so they can perfect their hajj.
And you see them performing the rituals of hajj one after another. And when the hajj is over,
and we come back from Mina, we see the Muslims are relaxing. We see Muslims are going back to their old ways. We see Muslims as though we took Islam to Mecca and we came back with Zamzam and Dayt and Masbah and Abayat and Shaf. It seems that instead of coming back with Islam, we came back with Zamzam and Dayt. We came back with Tamar. The Sahaba and the Salaf used to go to Mecca so they came back with Islam. Now take Islam to Mecca and come back with less Islam. You see Muslims, you see the sisters, the hijab is no longer as tight before the hajj. Now they're losing it up. You see them, the brothers, you see the brothers who was engaged with tahleel and takbir and tasistighfar. Now they're talking about the times of food that they had in Mina. They're talking about the struggle that they went or the discomfort in the bathrooms of Mina as though they did not bring anything after hajj, but just the experience of a trip. What a sad reality. What a sad result. If you go and come back with Zamzam and Dayt, and you did not come back with change of personality, you did not come back with passion, burning desire of changing your community, changing your co-workers, changing your classmates, changing your environment, then what a waste of time. What a waste of time. What a waste of resources. What a waste of tahleel. I would not say that Allah would never reward you, but I would say it was indeed a waste. And if you came back being engaged what you used to be engaged, cutting haram deals, giving rushwa, you know, trying to oversell, overbuy the Muslim brothers, trying to lie on your way out, if you came back with the same mentality, your hajj was wasted in a human evaluation. If you're a businessman, when you left Nathal al-A'la, if you're a businessman and you hired me to do a job, and I do an excellent job, next time that you need help, next time you want me to do or you need something, want something to be done, you will come back to me. You will refer me to your friends and you will say, Saeed is an excellent worker. Make sure you hire him. But if I did a lousy job, if I did a bad job, you will never be hired. You will never refer me to anyone else. And in that mentally a'la. So if you want to help, and if you prefer help, if you complete your help, and you came back your own old way, what did that tell you? If you didn't come back doing good deeds, amal salih, what did that tell you? It tells you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept your hajj. It tells you, if you went back to your old ways, cheating, lying, you know, watching something haram, saying things that is un-Islamic, doing all the wrong things after you perform hajj, there's an indication that your hajj was not accepted. Because you're human to the knowledge
in a symbol understanding. You rehire the good worker, you never rehire the bad worker. So if Allah allows you when you get back, you give your zakat to the zakat house. You give your sadaqah, you become a nahla. You become the being that always does khair in the community. You become an active person, da'wah. You know, calling people to Allah, doing khair, qiyam al-layl, salat al-fajr, sunnah, witr. I guarantee you, that's a good sign that Allah has accepted your hajj. فَطُوبَ لَكْ. So, ya ibad Allah, when Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi, when he went to Makkah, he came back with Islam, and he gave da'wah to his people. And Abu Huraira was his result. When Amr ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, sahih Muslim, when he accepted Islam, he came back from Mecca with Islam and he brought Islam to his people. When Abu Dharr al-Ghafari accepted Islam, he went back and he brought two tribes. Now ask your question, now you hear. What did you bring to the people of Nairobi from Mecca beside the dates and the Zamzam water? What did you bring? And nowadays most of the Zamzam water are fake. What did you bring besides Zamzam water and dates for your ummah? What do you have for your ummah from this hajj to next hajj? Ibad Allah, hajj is a lesson. Hajj is a practical lesson for a change personality, a beginning of a new journey, a journey that takes you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah at-tayyib la yaqbalu illa at-tayyiba. If you are in a VIP tent, or if you are on a first class business trip, or if you were giving 10 riyals to the masakeen on your way to Jamarat, or coming back to Jamarat, and you think ibadah and deen is there only in Mecca, then you miss the point, and I miss the point. So let us hajj be a lesson to all of us. And let us bring Islam. I should bring Islam from Mecca to Toronto. You should bring Islam from Mecca to Nairobi, from Mecca to Mombasa, from Mecca to whatever area. And that is Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur. When the ulama were asked, what is the Hajj Al-Mabrur? The ulama يقول ابن عباس, Hajj Al-Mabrur, الذي لا يأتي بعده معصية. Hajj Al-Mabrur is the Hajj that no sin is committed after it. No معصية is committed after it. That is Hajj Al-Mabrur. All of the things, the two rak'ah, the tawaf, al-sa'i, al-jamarat, yawm arafah, ma Allah saying, unzuru ila ibadi. All of this is for those bi-idhnillah came back as a changed people. Now someone who will go back, walillahi mathalil a'la, walillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ilm, wala naqulu ala Allahi ghayri al-haq, wallahu a'lamu bis-sawab. Ibadallah. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله.